الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
ما شاء الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel I congratulate you and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal thank you for joining us today. We've got a very beautiful topic as always today, but as always let's start our program with the beautiful tilawat of the Quran. Remember, when the Quran is being recited, we need to listen to it very carefully. Whatever you're doing, leave that for a while, listen to the tilawat of the Quran, and inshallah Azza wa Jal also we're going to hear a beautiful kalam as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ala الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن لله جميعا إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہِ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے حقیقت میں حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے جو یادِ موصفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے جو یادِ موصفیٰ سے جو یادِ موصفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے زباں پر شکوائے رنج و الم لایا نہیں کرتے زباں پر شکوائے رنج و الم لایا نہیں کرتے نبی کے نام لے غم سے گھبرایا نہیں کرتے نبی کے نام لے نبی کے نام لے غم سے گھبرایا نہیں کرتے جو یادِ مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے یہ دربار محمد ہے اپنوں کا کیا کہنا یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے جتنا دیا سرکار نے مجھ کو اتنی میری اوقات نہیں یہ تو کرم ہے ان کا ورنہ مجھ میں تو ایسی بات نہیں تو کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مجھے دینے والا یہ سچا ہمارا نبی یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے مدینے جو بھی جاتا ہے وہ جھولی بھر کے لاتا ہے مدینے جو بھی جاتا ہے جھولی بھر کے لاتا ہے سخی داتا ہے خالی ہاتھ لوٹایا نہیں کرتے سخی داتا ہے سخی داتا ہے خالی ہاتھ لوٹایا نہیں کرتے جو یادِ مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے ارے آپ نال قربان ہو جا ان کے روزے پر. ارے اولاد سمجھ قربان ہو جا ان کے روزے پر. یہ لمحے زندگی میں بار بار آیا نہیں کرتے. یہ لمحے زندگی میں یہ لمحے زندگی میں زندگی میں یہ لمحے زندگی میں بار بار آیا نہیں کرتے. جو یادِ مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے. جو ان کے دامن رحمت سے وابستہ ہے اے خالد کسی کے سامنے وہ ہاتھ پھیلایا نہیں کرتے. کسی کے سامنے وہ نہیں کرتے. حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے. جو یادِ مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے. جو یادِ مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے. محمد مصطفیٰ کے باغ کے سب پھول ایسے ہیں جو بن پانی کے تر رہتے ہیں. مرچایا نہیں کرتے. ہاں وہ بن پانی کے تر رہتے ہیں. مرچایا نہیں کرتے. حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے. جو یادِ مصطفیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے. میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے. میرا دل اور میری جان میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے. تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان تجھ سے سو جان پہ قربان مدینے والے. تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے بھرتے بھرتے میرے داتا میری جھولی بھرتے 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 میرے داتا بھرتے بھرتے اپنا رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے اپنا بے رکھ سرو سامان اپنا بے رکھ سرو سامان اپنا رکھ بے سرو سامان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we have our Islamic brothers, Muballighin, MashaAllah, Harun Bhai, Harun Bhai, matching, MashaAllah, Imaman, clothing, brilliant. Miss Waq is brown as well. Kya baat hai wadide, SubhanAllah, you look beautiful. Allah Ta'ala, MashaAllah Azawajal, keep you smiling, Adhaqallah, and Tawfiq Bhai, MashaAllah Azawajal, as always smiling, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, keep him smiling as well. Aur Hafiz Sahab bhi hai, MashaAllah Azawajal. Ji, Pyare Islam, and today's topic is also a very, very important topic. I know this topic is very close to Harun Bhai, MashaAllah Azawajal, because he runs that department. But before we begin, I'll tell you what the topic is. The topic is our love for the masajid.
SubhanAllah.
Our love for the masjids. How much love do we have? Before I pass on to Harun Bhai, inshallah, to elaborate more on this topic, I just want to mention a beautiful verse in the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions in para number 10, verse number 18. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And only those uphold the masjids of Allah who believe in Allah on the last day and keep salah established and pay zakat and fear none except Allah. So it is imminent that they will be amongst the people of guidance. Inshallah, we're going to tell you about the lifestyle of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Awliya-i-Kiram, how much love and connection they had with the masajid, and then how much love and connection we have with the masajid, and how we can increase that, inshallah. Ji, Harun Bhai, mashallah. The topic is our love for the masajid.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hafsab, this is a topic which deserves to be written in gold.
MashaAllah.
You know, every Muslim who's got the true love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the true, sincerity and humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, has to love the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. I mean, the Baytullah, the house of Allah, masajid of Allah Azza wa Jal, these are all, you know, the focal points of the mercy and the blessings of Allah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
And, you know, for the Muslim, it is, you know, he feels more comfortable in the masjid than he does at his home.
SubhanAllah.
And he feels more peace and tranquility. You know, a lot of people say, Hafsab, that, you know, when you come home after a long day's work, it doesn't relax you seeing your family, seeing your home. But what does relax you is when you go to the masjid for Isha Salah.
SubhanAllah.
It takes all the stress of the day away. And it's just the energy of being in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, the true believer, his heart's always attached to the masjid. even though he's doing other things, he might be working or he might be with his family, but his heart is still attached to the masjid. And these are very special people who have very special blessings.
You know how special are they, Harun Bhai? That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that there will be seven people under the shade of the mercy of Allah on the day of judgment. And amongst them, a person whose heart is attached to the masjid, yani his heart is always attached to the masjid. And can you imagine, you know, on the day of judgment when the sun will be just 1.25 miles away from you, people will be drowning in their own sweats. But this person who has his heart attached to the masjid, he will be under the shade of Allah's mercy.
I was just thinking about that particular hadith in Bato when you said it, mashallah, you know. But, you know, these masajid, there is another beautiful hadith in Barakah, and it really, really, what I've just kind of started with, it really emphasizes that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the condition of a believer outside the masjid is that of a fish out of water.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, this is how you should feel.
Tawfiq bhai, mashallah, azawajal, you know, when we talk about a masjid, we just don't talk about a place where you go and do ibadat. A masjid's role is quite far greater than that, isn't it?
SubhanAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to start off with a narration that shows you how important a masjid is in the court of Allah Almighty.
SubhanAllah.
In the Hadith of Pak, it is mentioned, Man alif al-masjid alifahullah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah makes him his beloved.
Allahu
Akbar. This is something that we all yearn for, we all wish for. We want to be closer to Allah Ta'ala. And for this, you know, we have to be attached to the masjid.
How's that? You know, we've got in this modern era, you got this wireless charging for your mobile devices. So you put it next to the charging device and it charges it up. The masjid is a wireless charging device.
SubhanAllah.
You walk in and it just charges you.
MashaAllah.
You can get it as soon as you walk in, it gives you that energy. Why? Because it's not the physical side of things, it's the ruh. The ruh feel the soul feels comfortable in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
You know why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a hadith about khairul biqa'il masajidu wa sharruhal aswaq, that the best place on earth is the masjid and the worst place is the market. Now let's do a little cross check of ourselves. Where do I find satisfaction? You know, even in the month of Ramadan, we like going, yara, come on, let's kill time, let's go to the, let's go here, let's go there, let's go shopping. And you know, halanki the masjid is a place, the best place on the planet, yet we hardly ever go to the masjid.
For the first, you know, and most of the masajid, for the first 5-6 days, the Taraweeh Jamaat is quite full. And then after 3 or 4 days, it starts to get quieter and quieter. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets to about the 25th or 26th, Rosa, then people start to come back. And this is unfortunate. You know, there are a lot of, Ramzan Mubarak is a month to gather your good deeds and to, you know, really go take yourself to task. But we miss out on these great opportunities. And when it comes to serving the masajid, Hafsa, it's all year round. Let me give you a glimpse of how amazing this is in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There's a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that there was a sahabiya who used to clean Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and she passed away. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't informed of her death.
Allah,
and Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the grave and said, "Whose grave is this?" And the Blessed Companion said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's her grave." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the companions to stand and read the funeral salam.
Allahu Akbar.
Then Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the woman, said, "Which work did you find most preferable? Which of your amals benefited you most?" The companions humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is she listening?" And it was said, "Do you not have more hearing than her?" Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This woman said in her reply to my question, the cleanliness of the masjid was the most preferable deed in the world."
Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, Harun Bhai, if you say to someone, "Can you go to the masjid and just clean the area?" We had an instance where we went to the Madani Kafila and something kicked off in that masjid. What happened was, the Imam Sahib said to one of the students, "You know, the guy who normally washes the towels is not here." is it possible that you, is it possible, not take them, he asked him politely, he goes, is it possible that you can take these towels, they're in a bag, all you need to do is take home, put them in the laundry, wash them, bring them back, and then we'll sew everything up. And you guess what, that same student went back home, and his father came to the masjid. Tu sa mare putra ki nokar samjhawa. Kicked off man in the masjid, and you think, you know, how, you know, foolish that person is, does not even know the blessing. If you had done that job, you never know how many problems Allah Ta'ala would have removed.
Yeah, you know, in the, we've seen it over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, where we used to have, and I'm a witness to this, that people used to kind of come to the mosque regularly and clean the masjid, clean the wuzu khalana, clean the toilets, hoover the masjid, really tidied up. And there was one person in particular who I want to mention, who really kind of did it. And you know, those elders, they did it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They didn't want me and you to find out. Now this buzurg, rahmatullahi, what they did, and I'm a witness to this, they used to regularly come, especially in the morning time, 9, 10 o'clock, and they walked everywhere. In this era, they didn't have a mobile phone, didn't have a car. They passed away a few years ago. They used to come and clean the masjid, clean everything, and nobody knew that they were cleaning it. So they did it. And then they used to, every Thursday, we used to have Khatam Sharif, they used to make Langar Sharif and everything else here. For the sake, and they used to sit there every, you know, Wednesday or Thursday during the day, cutting all the onions and everything else, never ask for any help, just for the sake of Allah. Beautiful. Now, the ones who serve the masjid, their reward, yakeen kare, is amazing. And you know, this is not somebody telling somebody else, or you know, I heard this, I'm a witness to this. There, they sat there and they said to their sons, who are friends of mine, they said, I want to go on Umrah. Said, Abaji, you know, our family went a few weeks ago. We had other relatives, and you didn't say then. And now, says, no, beta, I want to go on Umrah. Get, sort my tickets out. So they sorted them out. They got on the flight. They got to Makkah Park, and they were in Ihram. And they said to the agent that everybody else needs to obviously get ready, and they're going to take time, and you're going to come as a group. I'm going to go and start my tawaf. Yeah? I'm going to go start my tawaf, and you bring the rest of them. Because I've been here before, I know what I'm doing. So they go off, they do the tawaf, and in the third or fourth chakkar, in front of the Kaaba Sharif, they fall down and they pass away.
Allah,
you know, the doctor of Haram, this is only a few years ago, the doctor of Haram came, and the person who was there, he said, the doctor of the Haram said, look at the noor on this person's face, bury him straight away. And he had the honor and the privilege of being buried in Jannatul Mala.
Subhanallah.
And they don't do that anymore.
Okay, they don't do that.
They don't do that anymore. But this was the status. And you know, all I could think of is this person had been serving the masjid. And he didn't want anybody. You know, it was like the old, you know, the Buzurgani Deen, the Sahaba Ikram. When they found out that somebody had found out about a good deed, they used to strike it off their list. You know, we're the opposite. We think we've done a good deed. If nobody knows, it's not worth anything. But they kept it specifically for the sake of Allah.
You're Harun Bey, just to cut you there, mashallah, Azuzal. You're a chairman of a masjid as well, so you're looking after a masjid, mashallah. You know, so the thing is, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we've been taught, mashallah, Tawfiq Bhai is through a process where they're building a Fazan-e Madina masjid in Oldham as well. And to be honest with you know, we are so lucky that Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that we are serving the house of Allah. You know, people are, you know, sometimes they talk about, Mara janab, flan ka ara, itne kamrein, ho hai, sada ka ara, Allah na ka ara, janab.
Abhisab, you know, it's unfortunate, sorry to interrupt, yes. I'm just going to say one thing. You know, these days, Abhisab, people boast, you said people can't clean the masjids. People boast that I have 5 and 6 properties. And they go to those properties, they fix the taps, they fix the carpets, they hoover up, they clean up after tenants, they do everything else. They can do it for the sake of money. When was the last time these people who own all these properties went into the house of Allah Azza wa Jal and cleaned the sinks and cleaned the taps and cleaned the toilets and hoovered the masjid? They can do it for themselves, they can do it to earn money, but when it comes to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, what's unfortunately happening now is that a lot of masajid are paying cleaners to come in. And I know several masajid, and yakeen kare, it breaks my heart, because this is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and yet the Muslims, there are, you know, 300, 400 members, and there are 200, 300 people who live within a quarter of a mile radius, and yet the masjid is paying to be cleaned. Allah.
There's a beautiful narration in Kimiya Sa'adat, written by Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Subhanallah.
And you know, in the current era we crying over how deserted the masajid are in certain areas and certain villages. In fact, even if you go to the central mosque and big mosques in the cities as well, during the prayer times, you know, the number of attendance of the namazi, you know, if you look in 5 daily prayers, is quite low. But there was a time that when the masajid were overcrowded, there were so many people who used to go to attend the masajid. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says the righteous people would remain in the masajid due to pondering over the akhirat.
Subhanallah.
You know, because they wanted to remember the blessings of the masajid, and they were more focusing on getting the maximum benefits of being in the masjid so that they can improve their akhirat.
There's a very beautiful waqia, Tawfiq bhai, about Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a trader, he was a businessman, he used to sell cloth. Now one day early in the morning he would go and he would open his shop, and he used to have a servant that used to work with him. So early in the morning he goes, he opens the shop, Harun bhai, and then what happens, a customer walks in, buys the some cloth from Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and he spends some amount of money. Now Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, his daily target is met now. A few minutes later, he goes to his servant, put the shutters down. Yani, ajkal mafhoom. He goes, okay, close the door. He goes, Azil, we've just walked in. And he goes, yes, but Allah Ta'ala sent a customer. He's bought enough stock from me that my today's target is filled. Close the door, and let's go to the masjid. And Alhamdulillah, Azul, you know, today if you ask us, well, I'm a businessman as well, I'm asking myself as well. Now, you know, if this happens to us, you know, sometimes what happens, we'll do overtime. Why? Yeah? But this one, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, had a target for himself. Target is full, close, and let's go to the masjid.
There was one pious person, he loved going to the masjid. In fact, you know, whenever he had the opportunity to enter the masjid, he didn't want to leave. So he used to spend extra time after the 5 daily prayers. He used to stay there, focus on the worship, recite the glorious Quran, do the nafal ibadat. Stay there. He did not like going out the masjid. And when necessary, when needed, if he had to leave the premises of the masjid, he used to make towards the exit, and he used to pause, freeze for a moment at the entrance. And he used to say to himself that, I'm about to leave the masjid, but I don't have guarantee if I will come back.
Allah.
You know, that's the reality.
Subhanallah.
Now, if you look at that narration, it seems this individual, this great man of Allah, he has so much attachment with the masjid that he did not want to die outside the masjid.
You know, the pious people, mashallah, beautiful waqiyah, subhanallah. The pious people, they say that, you mentioned before that, a believer is in the masjid is like a fish in the sea.
Allah.
And a hypocrite is like a bird in a cage in the masjid. You know, sometimes this is a sign of a hypocrisy. Yeah, we never say that those people who are like that are hypocrites. But this is a sign of hypocrisy that you're in the masjid, you're not comfortable. Imam sahab, jaldi karo, Jummah time ho gaya, you 1 minute over. Dua Imam sahab, lammi karo, you itraviyan janab. He said 1 and a quarter, I dos pare padi khade ne. Asa thakke ho na, dihari kam hai, but khuda ne bande ho, you know, you're here in the masjid, you look at that time.
From that narration though, it's important that all of us, the viewers as well, we should reflect upon our own state.
Mm.
When we are in the masjid, are we content? Do we feel happy and peace and comfortable in the masjid? Or do we feel restless that we want to leave the masjid?
Mm.
Especially at the Jummah time.
Yeah.
Stay after the Jummah namaz, you know, as soon as the Imam Sahib does salam, you know, you'll see about good 2-3 rows of people. As soon as Imam Sahib does one side of salam, and it seems that before he does on the other side, you see good 40-50 people gone to the exit.
Yeah.
See, how do they do that? Now sometimes you feel, did they actually leave the masjid just before the salam? You know, why are we running away from the masjid? No, masjid,
you know,
is a place to be in there.
Because I'm going to get late to work.
Well, no, it's not that though. This is where I was going to interrupt Tawfiq bhai as well.
Maybe
you know, the reality is, Hafiz Sahib, is this. Allah Ta'ala, it's from Allah Azza wa Jal, that these people, because their heart isn't attached to the masjid, it's like almost like you said, a cage for them. They want to get out, and Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want them in the house. I was listening to one bazurg, and what they were saying was this, that you know the people who say, well, I don't go to the masjid. They said they should be crying on their kismet. Who are you to say that I don't go to the masjid? Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want you
doesn't
in
want
his
you
masjid.
To come to the masjid.
He doesn't want you in. And that thought in itself is bad. Now, a lot of people that, as you and Tawfiq Bhai mentioned, they leave early. You know, the reality is only a small percentage of those actually have to go back to work. A lot of them, when you come out to the masjid, we, you know, we pray our sunnah, our nawafil, we read Salatul Salam, and then we come out, and they're straight outside having a chat.
I remember we went to a janaza in Birmingham, and the Imam Sahib did his bayan, and it was about time for Jummah namaz. There was people packed outside as well. Why? Because they came for the janaza. So the Imam Sahib, he goes, there's loads of space inside. Why are you standing outside for? I was on janaza waste aaye ho. O khuda mein bande ho, janaza is a fard kifaya. If you did not come, then the asa sirf kya muh das dene waste jaane ho. So the Imam Sahib, he goes, he had to literally go outside, and he said to the people, if you're here for the janaza, get out of here. You're not allowed here. Right. He was really angry, and you know, you can think, he was so angry at that time. And this is our sad state today. If someone invites me for a khatam in the masjid, I will definitely go. Why? Because people will talk.
It's a very touchy subject for us.
It's very important that we visit the masajid very frequently. I want to share two narrations to give you the importance. One of them is Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Is reported to have said that our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that when you see someone coming and going regularly or frequently towards a masjid, then bear witness of his faith, because Allah Almighty has said, innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. The translation from Kanzul Iman, our Imam Ahmad Azhar rahmatullahi, only those enliven the masajid of Allah who believe in Allah on the last day. And from this particular point, scholars say that if you see someone going to the masjid frequently, then give witness that he is a Muslim, he is a mu'min.
And
there's another part that we normally, you know, even we as Muballighs as well, or other religious circles, we don't really focus on as well. But sometimes, you know, we might have people in our community, in our friend circle, in our family, relatives, that if you just have a flashback in the last 10, 12, 15 years, or in their life period, you know, there's only few people, but there are these individuals out there that it's very hard for us to say that I've seen him reading namaz. That it, unfortunately, there are people that it's very difficult, that, you know, they don't read namaz, they don't go to the masjid, and it seems that, you know, you struggle to be a witness for that person. Yeah, you know, it's so difficult, and the way the lifestyle is, you know, how can you live your life and you be happy, you know, on the apparent side, and you're away from the masjid?
Allah,
you don't have a namaz.
I had a bayan, or maybe I was just in ijtima, and I was at a masjid, and some people came out, and they came out from a room. And I was told that this is the new build committee. This masjid, they're extending it, or they're building another masjid. And this is the people who are in charge of the new project. And it was, I think it was Maghrib Salah. And 2/3 of them, I'll admit, went into the prayer hall. But 1/3 of them went outside. And they then stayed outside, everybody prayed, and then they got together and went back in. And the thought that came to my head was, these are the people who are pretending to be in charge of building or extending the masjid, and they can't even read namaz. Namaz time comes and they go outside.
Before we go into the importance and what a masjid is for really, yeah, inshallah, we've got Hafiz Sahib, we've got a few kalams that he needs to read, inshallah. Ya Sam.
Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana.
بخشش جب بڑھ کے بدل دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا یا الہی جب سر شمشیر پر چلنا پڑے رب سلم کہنے والے رمزدا کا ساتھ ہو یا
ایک اور ریکویسٹ ہے موہت محسن اتاری فرام روشتے منقبل شریف دو تین چار سنتر پرسن
امداد کن امداد کن امداد کن امداد کن از بندے غم آزاد کن امداد کن امداد کن از بندے غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن امداد کن تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ ہے لاجیا آزم امداد کن امداد کن از بندے غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد دنیا سے آزم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن امداد کن امداد کن امداد کن یہ دل یہ جگر ہے یہ آنکھیں یہ سر ہے یہ دل یہ جگر ہے یہ آنکھیں یہ سر ہے جہاں چاہو رکھو قدم امداد کن از بندے غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن نکالا ہے پہلے تو جو
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, our topic for today is our love for the masajid. Now, Dawat Islami, there is a totally separate department which we're going to talk about, especially in the world and in this UK especially. But we've got a package ready for you, just to tell you how the department of Khudamul Masajid is working in the world and how many masjid Dawat Islami builds every year, inshallah. Let's watch this package and we'll come to our topic again, inshallah.
Brief introduction of Khuddamul Masajid, a department of Dawat-e-Islami.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
A masjid holds paramount importance in Islam. It is the house of Allah Almighty. It is the basic source of acquiring knowledge of the Holy Quran and Sunnah. Muslims perform individual and collective worship of Allah Almighty in it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, while recording this, the Madani movement of the devotees of Rasul, Dawat-e-Islami, has spread its message all across the world. Moreover, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami is engaged in serving sunnahs in more than 107 departments. Khuddam al-Masajid is one of those departments. Kanzul Iman was the first masjid built after the global Madani Markaz. Thereafter, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, formed a majlis and named it Majlis Khuddamul Masajid and gave them the mindset that masjid should be built in the whole world by Dawat-e-Islami. Majlis Khuddam al-Masajid performs all the matters regarding the land of the masjid, its purchase and waqf according to the shari, legal and organizational procedures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, to date, Majlis Khuddam al-Masajid has built hundreds of masajid and constructions of further masajids are in progress. There is a ratio of two masajid being built on daily basis in the whole world.
Khub مساجد کے لیے کرتے رہے کام یا رب ہو عطا جذبہ رحمت تیری ہے
The areas or cities where masajid are needed, the responsible Islamic Brothers of Khuddamul Masajid try to purchase the property in those areas after consulting with and obtaining Shari'i guidance from Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat. Pictures of the masajid to be constructed by the Majlis Khuddamul Masajid and those that are under construction are available in the form of a detailed album. It costs millions of rupees all the way from purchasing the property to the phase of constructing it and buying material for it. All these expenses are met from the donations given by the devotees of Rasool.
MashaAllah Azawajal, you saw the one of the departments of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, is spread out to 107 different departments. We are going to talk about the works of Dawat Islami's Khuddamul Masajid. MashaAllah, Harun Bhai is our legal advisor, and also Harun Bhai is in charge of this department in the UK. We'll be discussing this later on in the program. But I just want to mention to you the role of a masjid. You know, the masjid is not just only for ibadah. The masjid at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so important. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, when he went to a place called Quba, he rested there. The first thing he did was build a masjid. Then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Quba and was going towards Madinatul Munawwara, when they reached to Medina, the first thing they did was they built a masjid. So a masjid is very, very important. Sometimes, especially those people who don't have a link with the masajid, they don't have the mindset. People say, oh, how many masjids do you want? How many masjids do you want? You've seen Dawat Islami is building two masjids every single day. And Harun Bhai will explain more. Ji, inshallah, Tawfiq Bhai, you were talking about the blessings of the masajid.
I want to share what a beautiful narration to give the viewers and ourselves the importance of going to the masjid and how impact it could have upon our ending. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Innamal a'malu bil khawatim." Surely the actions depend upon the endings. So how we will end, how we will die, that state is very important. Mufti Ahmad Yaha Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that the yearning, the passion, the love to construct a masjid or to fill it with the worshippers or to offer salah in it with jamaat is a sign of a true believer.
Subhanallah.
And inshallah, such people will die with iman.
MashaAllah.
So if you want to die with iman, what do you need to do? Make sure you fall in love with the masjid.
I'm just going to kind of come in there, because what I was, that great saying by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Allah Rahmatu Rahman, basically, if one looks at that, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah starts Masjid Baro Tehreek.
Subhanallah.
And for years,
what's that in English, Masjid Baro Tehreek?
Basically, it's appreciating that our mosques day by day were getting empty. So Amir al-Sunnah had this will, it has a desire in his heart that I wish the masjid were full. But it wasn't just a desire.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he put it into practical implementation. And Alhamdulillah, asked the brothers to go into the localities and invite towards good, invite towards the masajid, try and bring as many people in. And Alhamdulillah, wherever the Madani kaflas of Dawat Islami, whichever masjid they stopped at, one of the duties they had was to go into the local area and invite people. And I, with my own eyes, saw the benefits of that. There were some Islamic brothers who lived close to the masjid, but didn't used to come to the masjid regularly. But after the Madani kafla attended, brought them in, Alhamdulillah, they become regular.
You know, one of the 12 Madani works of Dawat Islami is Sadai Madina. Sadai Madina was that you go out on the streets in Pakistan, and even the Arakeen Shura, they would go on the streets, and Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, they would invite people to the masjid.
Amir al-Sunnah started off the Masjid Baro Tehreek, inviting people to the masjid. And that carried on for some time. But then Amir al-Sunnah had the bigger vision of building the masajid and moved to that. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you know, Havasab, people are, you know, in a lifetime, if you build a masjid, I'm just going to leave it there. If you build a masjid, it is a magnificent achievement. And a lot of great buzurg, their legacy is that they've built a masjid.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
The glorious ayah mubarakah that you quoted as well, and Tawfiq Bhai mentioned, and the translation from Sulaiman, only those who enliven the masajid of Allah Azza wa Jal believe in Allah on the last day. Now, the commentary of this is very interesting. Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman says this in Tafsir Naimi. He says, there are 11 ways to enliven the masjid that the scholars have written. One of them is obviously to read Salah therein and recite the Holy Quran. But the other 10, building a masjid.
Subhanallah.
Increasing it, as in extending it, bettering it, extending it, renovating it, laying out the carpet, laying out the floors, painting it, adding lights, adornment to it, and then establishing religious madaris in it, visiting it frequently, calling out the azan and the takbir. So the building of the masajid, the renovations, the maintenance, the services are an essential part of this duty that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to do. And it comes back to this, that this isn't something new. You know, for centuries and millennia, this has been a fundamental and basic thing that the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal have been doing. And in Surah Baqarah, verse 25, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and we enjoined strictly upon Ibrahim and Ismail to purify well my house for those who go around it, and those who stay therein for itikaf, and those who bow down for ruku or prostrate.
Okay.
So the mention of the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal have been there, and this is a fundamental place. It's one of those sanctuaries, Hafizah. You know, we look for somewhere to go when, you know, when people are depressed and they feel like, if I could go into a closet and close it and just have my time. But you don't need to go into a closet. Mm. You go into the masjid.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he left his wife Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, and he went away by the command of Allah, and then when he came back, the first thing he did in Makkah was to build the house of Allah.
Allah.
And in Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِرَ بَيْتِيَا. And we charged Ibrahim and Ismail, saying, purify my house. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the house of Allah, he built the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala commanded him, O Ibrahim, call out to people for Hajj. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, even if I do call people out, who's going to listen to me?
Allah.
You know, how's my voice going to reach anywhere? So Allah Ta'ala, he says that, O Ibrahim, your duty is to fulfill the command. It is I who will send your message. And he says that even in the Alame Arwah, you know, where the souls are kept, whoever said Labbaik to the call of Ibrahim, once he will perform one Hajj. Who did it twice, three times, as many times as you said Labbaik, that's as many times you will perform
Subhanallah.
Hajj.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah. Jee, so
you were talking about the importance, the role of the masajid today. I think, you know, obviously, you know, we should have that beautiful facility where we have, you know, Duri Namaz and the comfort there, even if it's winter or if it's summer. But if you look at it, you know, in the community, there are many people who have drifted away, especially the youth. But going back, you know, if you look at them, you'd say, you know, even yourself here, Hafizab, Harun Bhai as well, you know, if you, even in your local area, you know, if you can just think upon, say, good 20, 30 lads that who are in the probably the wrong field now, they're not doing what they should be doing, they're going to drugs or either they're addicts or they're dealers, these same individuals, you know, 15 years back, 20 years back or 10 years back, these same lads, they used to go to the local masjid.
MashaAllah. Bishop.
They used to read, you know, Quran Park Monday to Friday evening classes. They used to go there, they spend 3, 4, 5 years there with you. In fact, some of them, probably from the age of 7 till 15,
What's gone wrong that, you know, majority of these lads that we see on the street corners, you know, dealing with drugs and other stuff, they've all been through that system, haven't they? Madrasa.
It's a community problem. We can't say it's because of the masjid that's happened.
But
there's one key thing though, what's happened wrong with them is that when they, you know, say when they're 14, 15 year old, year 10, year 11, you know, final year of secondary school, they thought, you know what, I've read the Quran Park 3 times, 4 times, that's it now, I'm big enough. So they, you know, they move their shoulders like that and they leave the masjid.
Sometimes
one of the worst decisions that they've made of their life. They take their feet outside the masjid and they don't turn back. And our connection with masjid is not just
the evening classes is 5 times a day.
You know, let me just mention to you, yeah, there's a lot of children that have been, I know before a fact, but I've been in this field for a very long time, and so many children that have done hifaz. You know, as soon as they've done the hifaz, the star bandi done, our pain, you know, everything's done, video film bani, you don't see them children anymore in the masajid. Yeah. So the thing is, I always say, it's the parents to blame, you know, it's the masajid, they're there for them. But the thing is, are we giving them what they need to bring about? Make Akhri Waqia, okay, what happened was that when we started new work here, there was this young lad, and I thought, I'm definitely going to try to bring him in the masjid. You know, mint tarle karina, you know, begged him, please come to the masjid. Just listen to a bayan, 5 minutes, and then you can chip it, man. You know, you got to sometimes speak their lingo as well, and you can chip it after 5 minutes. And he goes, okay, bro, no problem. So he came into the masjid, and he was getting ready, you know, putting his sleeves down. He was walking upstairs. A buzurg was offering his namaz. He didn't see him. He walked in front of him. Oi, 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 oi. قیامت نہیں آئے گی او تو انہ ہے اوئے میں نماز پڑھنا ماری نماز پڑھنی اڑی ہے تم he slapped him. I've never seen that guy back in the masjid.
Allah,
that is one of the problems that we have.
It's a sad reality. It does happen, but the worst thing is that these individuals, normally we look at them as elders, yeah, but these individuals who do put people off, they don't know that they're putting people off.
You know, if you look at pre-Islam, when people needed time out, they went to the sharab places, even before the advent of Islam, and so-called pubs at that time and everything else. Islam came and it changed the focus, because naturally, as human beings, you need time out.
Gee.
If you're working, you've got family, you need time out. And what Islam did is it changed the focus of everybody to the masajids. The masajids became the hub of the community and the center point, right? Now, fast forward on over the centuries. Unfortunately, what has happened today is that as a community, we are failing because we've not made the masajid the centers. Now, our children, as they grow up, this is the problem. You know, today we say that our children don't attend the masjid. You tell me, when your child was 7, 8, 9, 10, did you hold him by the finger and take him to the masjid for Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha?
Dropped him outside the masjid, but not ever taken him.
When you went to collect him for madrasa, were you sat outside in the car while Maghrib Namaz was being prayed?
Jee.
And then you tried to explain him. The problem is, we didn't show our children that the mosque was the center of your life. The masjid was the nur and barakat and the blessings and the rahmats you needed. Now, because we've left that as a society now, we are in all sorts of trouble. The glorious Quran taught us that. You know the famous saying that darse Quran agar humne bhulaya hota.
Na bhulaya hota.
Yeah, ye zamana na zamane ne dikhaya hota. If we haven't forgot the essence of the Quran. And today the problem is, if this ummah, and you know, as a community, as a society, as a Muslim brotherhood, we want to get back to the level that we were. You've got to establish your connection with the mosque. And one last thing I'm going to say, Abu Sab, is this. Today, one of the biggest complaints is depression. Everybody you see, I'm depressed. They've got every blessing under the world. They've got money, they've got cars, they've got houses, they've got children, they've got everything. You know, hot water, soft carpets. I'm depressed. The reason you're depressed is because you're away from the masajid of Allah Azza wa
Jalla. And Harun Bhai, I want to mention, you know, I think I mentioned that earlier on, the masajid were a hub. It was like a community center for our places. You know, the nikah used to happen in the masajid. Nowadays, nikah happen in a place where, to be honest with you, sometimes I just say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to come. You know, the place, you know, if you do it at home, fair enough, but sometimes they do a nikah, a place where, ma'azallah, on one side there's people serving sharab, on the other side there's women there, openly everyone there, and they expect you to come and read the nikah in that type of a place. Theek hai, call us backwards, yeah. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Islam has taught us that the love of the masajid is not only, it should be in the heart, it should be shown as well. How are we going to take
it? I don't shy away from it. I'll tell you why. Because, sometimes you've been in a situation where they've said, can you do a speech, or can somebody do talawat, or can you read a naat? And you know that they had music on, they stopped it for the talawat of the Quran, they're going to start it. No. say, and you know, the beauty is, Alhamdulillah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can't call me backwards, they're not a barrister. So I said, I'm not doing it.
You're a backwards barrister.
Barrister. I'm happy to be that. Happy to be that. I'm proud to be that. Why? Because we're following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following the command of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is backwards. Yes, I'm proud to be backwards.
No, it's very important that we are proud of our own identity. And following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so much dignity, there's so much beauty in it.
Alhamdulillah.
Nothing can match this. So we be proud of who you are. You're a Muslim. This is a huge ni'mat. The month of Ramadan, this is a great opportunity where we can make this a turning point for our life.
We went to a masjid in Turkey and there was this sign that if you cannot hear the sound of children in the masajid when you are offering your salah, then wait for the bad days to come.
Allah,
you know. And to be honest with you, when we read that, yeah, and it's from, in our masjid, who's left? Bawe buzurg reegin bas. Yeah, and each one, when they pass away and they move on, there's no one there to take their place. Yeah, and then what will happen is that children, you know, they don't even know what a masjid is.
You know, these Bawe elderly people you mentioned, you know, they're a blessing.
Yeah, they're the ones who build the masjid for us,
they build the masjid for us. If you take these people out, then who's left behind?
Gee.
You know, you don't see that passion in the youth.
You know, even with the, you know, for example, you know, in a lot of masajids where you see, you know, people, they say, you know, why do you not come forward, serve the masjid? You go, only tell me, you know, again, like Harun Bhai has mentioned.
But the same people find a lot of time for the football.
They get a lot of time to do it. 6 o'clock in the morning, they'll go to the gym. You can find time for gym, but you can't go to the masjid to read your salah.
One practical thing that I would say, Hafsabi, and this is for everybody who's watching. And don't kid yourself, because you're not deceiving Hafsab or Tawfiq Bhai or me. You're deceiving yourself. Everybody has the ability to attend masjid a few times a day with their children.
Gee.
Yeah. Now, if you know, attend the masjid with your children, say for Isha Salah, within a few weeks and months, you will see the effect on your children. And you will see the effect on your sustenance and the blessings in your home. There's no two ways about
it is
guaranteed. Now, from now on, the practical thing, today we're crying, our hearts are crying, yeah, because we can't get to the masajid. You know, there's people, you know, in our local mosque, we had to say that to keep the masjid abad, we're going to try and do this. And people were fighting over who wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, this is the same masjid that, you know, Zohar Salah, you had four or five namaz.
What a beautiful poem this is. You must have heard it many times. Masjid to bana di shabbar mein ima ki hararat walon ne. Masjid to bana di shabbar, and the masjid was called shabbar
mein ima ki hararat walon ne. Man apna purana papi hai barsu mein namazi ban na saka. Ki we've made the masajid, but you know, it's not become our hub. It was our life. It was the energy for your life. It was the centerpiece. And afsos ke saath, you know, the one time that everybody ends up in the masjid is when the janazah comes along.
That's why they say, walk you to the masjid, unless you have to carry you to the masjid. Yeah. There will be a day. And sadly,
obviously, on a shari basis, you shouldn't be reading the janazah in the masajid. It should be outside.
Harun Bhai, you're the man we need to talk to about Khudamul Masajid. We want to know what is happening in the UK regarding this majlis.
I think first of all, like
you've got 7.5 minutes.
Like I said before, Hafsab, you know, for any pious person, it's sometimes a legacy of their lifetime that they've made a masjid. You know, and making one masjid is a great achievement, and there are many beautiful hadith in Mubarakah which give glad tidings in relation to that. And then there are some very blessed personalities who've made two or three. Now, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliya had this great vision of filling the masajid with namazi and then making masajid, because there were areas in the world, and you'd be surprised to learn, in Muslim countries where there was a big population but there were no masjids for people to pray.
Allah,
so Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliya took on this Madani mission. And he took it on with such enthusiasm and zeal that it baffles you. You know, Dawat-e Islami, for the last few years, how many days in the year?
365.
Dawat-e Islami has been building more than two masjids a day. Over 500-600 masjids a day.
Subhanallah.
A day, you know, 600-700 a year, all over the world, in different areas in Pakistan and everywhere else. It is phenomenal.
I saw a clip, Harun Bhai, in Thar in Pakistan, a very deprived area. The people had to travel 10 to 20 kilometers to go in the desert heat just to go to the masjid to offer their Jummah Salah. And Dawat Islami is building the local masajids in that area, alhamdulillah.
You're talking about Pakistan, sir, yeah? Let me tell you here.
Where is another, sir?
Scotland.
Is that sir as well there?
There isn't a tar there, yeah, but there's okay. A similar situation. Okay. People were travelling over an hour to go and read Jummah from this area.
Mm.
The alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the video we saw our Rukni Shura Luqman Bapu, may Allah Azzajal give him a long life.
Amen.
And they work day and night tirelessly, them and their department. And the Islamic Brothers here tried to build the Madani mindset of the Islamic Brothers in Scotland, and the great Islamic Brothers, they've got a lot of enthusiasm. And they then saw this area, there was quite a lot of Muslims there, no masjid, and for Jummah they travelled an hour.
Mm.
They saw a building, they bought it, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, within a short time it became a masjid. We did the opening, Khalid Bhai and I went down, and the local people were so happy. It was unbelievable. Yakin Karenka, they were queuing up to kiss Khalid Bhai's hands. They were thanking us, saying, you've come out of nowhere and built this masjid. We had to travel an hour and something for Jummah. And that was here in this country.
How many masajids does Dawat Islami have in the UK at this moment of time?
In the UK?
Rough estimate.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the UK we've got over 60 buildings now.
MashaAllah.
And as majority
as
of
you
them,
are saying, Harumbe, we've got the video playing
video
as well.
Playing as well. Vast majority of them are masajid. There are only where there are some sharia restrictions, or perhaps it doesn't need, the area's got plenty of masajid and plenty of, you know, Sunni masajid, and therefore there is a need for a madrasa. There are a few buildings, but apart from that, the vast majority are masajid. And this is the beauty of Dawat Islami Masajid, and this is something that I'm a witness to. You know, normally, every single Ahlus Sunnah Masjid is the jewel of the crown of our heads. Now, the normal Masajid, you have the five daily prayers, you have Jummah prayers, and you have Madrasa. But in Alhamdulillah, in the Dawat Islami buildings, what you have is much more than that. You have courses running regularly. You have Madni Kaflas at the weekend. You have sisters' courses. You have sisters' ijtimaas. You have brothers' ijtimaas. You have Quran Balighan classes, Balighat classes. All week, it's the hub of activity. You know, I was saying earlier that you need to make the masjid the focal point of the community. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Dawat Islami buildings, the Fezani Medinas up and down the country are becoming the hub of the community. And I can say that with confidence because I'm from Bolton. The Fezani Medina, my children attend there as well. And Yakin Karenke all the time. And Bachuki and me as well, she's obviously involved with Bayanat and everything else. And it becomes the center of your life. And this is what the Masajid was all about. And this is what Dawat Islami does. So wherever there is a Dawat Islami building, then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, not only do you get the normal things that one sees in Masajid, you get all these extra activities which help to propagate the deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is where I want to add this, Afsab. I know we're running out of time, but what we do from this country is you can sponsor a masjid.
MashaAllah.
So in Pakistan, a lot of people like yourself, like the feedback, come along and they say, we've got land in Pakistan. You know, my Qibla Walid Sahib, or you know, one of my relatives left me some land. I don't know what to do there. I can't even look after it. And what these people do is, they're very clever. What they say is, I'm going to make an investment for my future.
Mm.
They write it over to Dawat Islami and say, you build a masjid here. If it's an area where, you know, say it's a piece of land in the middle of nowhere, well, obviously a masjid there is not going to be. So then what they do is they give permission, and they say, you take this land, we give you permission, sell it, and make a masjid anywhere. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Dawat Islami is taking that land. And some areas, there was one that I just need to quote. I know you're running out of time, there was one beautiful area where there was an area where a lot of Muslims, a new housing estate, yeah, no masjid. So one brother comes along.
Is that in Pakistan?
Pakistan.
Okay.
Right? One brother comes along and he says, I'm going to donate this land for a masjid in this area because there's no masjid, yeah?
Allah.
So what the Dawat Islami brothers do, they don't have any money. So they try and gather some money, and guess what, Afsab? They only raised enough money for the walls. Right? So what they did is they covered the top of it with tin sheets and started reading namaz and madrasa and baharallah. You know, and when people saw that, I was involved in that campaign, and when you spoke to Shaksiyat, you know, people who could afford it, we said, look, we've got this masjid where we've got the bare walls, and I was sending them pictures, and they were almost crying. They were saying, look, these people are reading salah in the hot sun because you can't afford it. Tell us, we want to donate. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's got a specific department in the UK. You can help towards a UK building, or you can help anywhere in the world. We've got buildings in America, all over Europe, everywhere.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, Harun Bey. That was brilliant, mashallah. Jazakallah, khair. Take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.